Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who love our work and want to share what we see in the stars with you in hopes that it makes your life richer, more fuller, and you more interested in astrology. Later on tonight, I'll be taking call-ins. The number here is 347-215-8881. Now, normally, this is Heather tonight, this is Heather Rowan Robbins. I'm speaking to you from St. Paul, Minnesota. And normally, I am joined by Mark Woltz and Ann Ortley from New York. But they haven't arrived yet, and maybe they will join us later on. The three of us work together as Access Astrology. When I'm in New York, we all meet together at East-West Center on Tuesday nights at 6:30 for a live astrology session where we talk about the stars of the moment and all the people involved. Anybody who's interested can meet us down there at East-West, at the Open Center now it is, the Open Center in New York City. We used to meet at East-West Books, now we've moved to the Open Center. I'm not in town, but the two of them meet there when I am not. So I'm looking forward to hearing from all of you tonight. This is a stormy emotional week. We're heading into Valentine's. And on Valentine's Day, the expectations are just off the charts for people in general. But this is an Aquarian holiday. It's about the group experience. It's about how can we love the theory of love and how can we honor the ideal of collective work together and the spirit in whatever form we can find. I've always thought that children in their kindergarten classes, when they would give out Valentines to each and every member of their class, had the true Aquarian spirit of Valentine's Day. For the rest of us, we have to work on letting go of our ideals that are projected on us by society about what a Valentine's Day is, which usually involves spending a lot of money at their store, and remember that it's about honoring the concept of love and clearing in turn for the spring, clearing and cleansing and getting ready for a new cycle of fertility, of fecundity, of our creative process, of seeing each other with fresh eyes. And I think it's a beautiful process. And so in this week, can we manage that? Even though we're heading into an emotionally intricate time. Now, as we speak tonight, Mercury is trine Saturn, which is a lovely stabilizing and sensitive arrangement before Mercury heads, as we're talking tonight, into Pisces, leaving us more in the dream world. And as Mercury enters Pisces, it conjuncts Neptune. So it's a wildly intuitive, very subjective, creative, but not particularly logical time. And with Neptune conjunct Mercury, we tend to be wherever we are, thoroughly and utterly. And if we're in a good space, how wonderful. But if we're not, if we're in upset, we tend to think that wherever we are is going to last forever. And it isn't. We have to see how we can remember to think sequentially, put one foot in front of the other, if we're stepping into logical terrain, if we don't like where we are emotionally, to not get lost in the swamp of Pisces, but instead dive into the deep waters of Pisces. As Mercury enters Neptune, conjuncts Neptune and enters Pisces tonight, it prepares us for next week as we head after a pretty productive end of this week when the moon goes into Capricorn. And the sun in Aquarius, moon in Capricorn, pretty busy on Saturday, constructive, organized time. But next week we have the sun enters Pisces, the moon enters Pisces, Mercury is already in Pisces, conjuncting Neptune in Pisces. We're deep in this wildly creative and intuitive mix. But we need to organize ourselves this week for next week. Now, on Wednesday, Venus squares Pluto. And I want to bet that's about exactly when we see the preliminaries for Whitney Houston's... Hello?
Hi, it's Anne. How are you?
Hello, Anne. How nice to have you here. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Running a little late. One of those kind of sitting on the couch, woke up and went, oh, my God, it's 11 o'clock. Quick call in.
Wonderful. It's good to have you here. Well, we're just talking about the Venus-Pluto square mm-hmm. on Wednesday, and that I thought that was going to be just about perfect timing for the beginning of Whitney Houston's funeral.
Yes.
And that whenever we have a Venus-Pluto square or Venus-Pluto opposition, we tend to see a loss of a Venus figure in the world. We saw that aspect when Princess Diana and Mother Teresa went down.
Right.
And that we often have this a place for us to mourn the loss of Venus, the loss of love. And hopefully in the response to that, help us see love in a bigger picture, to feel love. Now, what I'm worried about is a lot of people will feel like, my love life's not enough with the Venus-Pluto square. But yeah. They can see, like, in the face of life and death, how much do I value my cat, the people around me, that, you know, the what love I do have in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not dead. They're better right. than that. You know, it's not Whitney at the moment. And it's not all those people that remind us that love is such an ephemeral thing. Life is such an ephemeral thing. Guys, we see Venus square Pluto, but that may also stir up some jealousy issues. Mars does a sesquisquare to Jupiter at the same day on Wednesday. And then Venus, you know, has just finished its square to Uranus. And so it's just an emotionally tempestuous week this week. And then it moves into a pretty concrete and solid end of the week before everything enters Pisces next week.
Right.
Well, and you were sleeping tonight as Mercury conjunct Neptune. Exactly. As mm-hmm. Mercury entered Pisces and conjunct Neptune, you were dreaming, which is mm-hmm. the right thing to be doing tonight.
Totally cool. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. it's like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. I think with the whole Neptune energy, there's this very strong kind of chemistry around needing extra sleep or needing to connect and needing and really feeling like you're in the deep sonic energy, that there's this below the surface kind of stuff going on. And how do we get there? What do we do?
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we see it, that we have to kind of look and say, well, okay, this is going on, and that will help us. And
mm-hmm.
that's really the best way to do it. And I think with all the stuff in Aries and Pisces, kind of the Pisces stuff later in the week in Aries now, that we're definitely feeling this whole kind of pull and push and pull and push to the whole energy
mm-hmm.
of it. And I think we have to watch for that, because we really do the tidal thing. You know, where I was sitting there and I was perfectly awake, and then I woke up and I'm like, oh, my God, it's 11, I have to call in. And then you go, okay, I'm here. And then, all right, I have to, you know, it's very kind of why understanding that there's just this crazed energy that's running on and that we're all part of it, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have many callers tonight, so I'm going to get started on them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they have to push start it with a pound sign and one, or what did they have to push to make sure that
they press a
their
one.
Hands are raised?
And can you see them on there? You have the studio up
too? Yes, I can.
Too?
I can see four of them. So I want to let you all know that press one, and I will know that you're in queue.
Okay,
so
I'm the 2121, 879
mm-hmm.
at the bottom. That's me. I should be
yes.
lit up. Okay.
Yep, you are. You're all fine.
Okay,
thank
and then you.
you can
press the
yes.
other guys. Yeah. And then our caller number
hello,
is 347. Yep, 215-8881.
Yes. And hello, area code 540. You're on the line. Are you there?
Hello, hi.
Hi, how can we help you tonight?
This is Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
I was calling to ask what I need to know.
Okay. Danielle, when were you born?
6/13/81.
Okay. 6/13/1981, and what time?
9:30 a.m.
And
that's
where?
Alton, Illinois. Alton.
And what do you need to know about? We need a pretty specific question at the moment.
What's coming up for me the rest of the month? Okay. What things are coming up?
And 6/13/81, what was the time again, Danielle?
9:30 a.m.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you called in recently?
Last week.
That's what I thought. So we had some, gave you some particular information. Let's see if we can get more specific for you tonight. But we're going to keep it fairly brief because we've got a lot of other people on the line, and I just want to make sure everybody gets a chance here.
Okay.
That's why I was going to ask you for a specific question. You said you had something in particular that you wanted to know about this week?
Anything
coming up?
You can tell me.
Okay. I see that at the moment Uranus is at 2 degrees of Aries, and it's moving back into a square with your Mercury. Now, some in your 11th house, so, and it's squaring your progressed Mercury, which is at 1 degrees of Cancer. So there's so much on your mind that keeps switching intensely from one direction to the other. It's like you're sure it's going this direction, then it's going that one, then this one, then that one. But in the process, you're finding a chance to express yourself and to be seen. Your chart has such a natural ambiguity between its sun in Gemini in the 11th and the moon in Scorpio in the 4th, between being very outgoing and then very introverted, between very open and very, very private. So there's this push-pull in your chart between those two sides of yourself. And you have your north node in Leo in the 12th house. So it's important for your own health and for your psychological health that you, instead of, you know, creating dramatic situations, you just be honest about how you're feeling and what you need and where you're going. Now, over the next 4 months, your moon in Sagittarius conjuncts Neptune. So it looks like you're not quite sure where you're moving, where you're living, what's going on with your family dynamics over the next 4 months. But you need to take it day by day, and in that process, speak your truth and negotiate for your needs. And that way you step into a different process that allows you to be more direct instead and more honest instead of kind of chatty but hidden. And just more honest, and the honesty begins to create some real changes going on in your life. You maybe feel very excited and wound up because there's new people coming into your life in this process. But just kind of stay kind of copacetic. It's not as bad as you're afraid of, not as good as you hope. But the mid-ground, the middle road here, will really take you to good places. That's what I see. Anne? Any comments?
Yeah, I think the big thing is making lots of decisions with Saturn going through your third house stationing. Mm-hmm. And your job now is to figure out what's the value to you with the Mars in the second stopped and Saturn in the third. So there's a lot of energy you're expending on big decisions. You had your Saturn return, and now you're figuring out what the structure is you want your life to look like between now and June. Then once that structure's in place, you're going to be ready to move forward. But it also, with your chart being having such a strong Neptune in the that it's, you know, in the fifth house of creativity on the part of fortune and the big shift we just had, your chart can be feeling a little bit like a lot of your relationships are dissolving or changing or aren't really stable. So if that's the case, then, you know, it's time for you to kind of say, okay, relationships are shifting and changing, and that's right where I'm supposed to be. So, yeah. So good luck with
wonderful.
It.
Thank you. I'm doing much better this week. Thank you.
Oh, good. Very good.
Good luck. Okay we're going to move on to the next person. Thank you so much. And 760, you're on the line. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm great. Hello? Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Great.
My birth date is 11/5/1965.
Okay, hold on. 11/5/1965, yep. And what time?
8 o'clock in the morning.
And where?
In Upland, California.
And what? How can we help you today?
Well, with all this stuff going on, Mars retrograde and everything, I just kind of wondered how that was going to affect my chart.
Well, you're coming out of some interesting transits yourself. You know, life, not that your life is ever particularly calm with that 0 degrees Aries moon, but it looks to me like you're, you know, since 2008, you know, Pluto squared your moon several times. Starting last January, Uranus came to conjunct your moon several times. You've been going through the changes, girlfriend. And yeah, and at the moment, you're in the last 10 months of a 30-year cycle with your progressed lunar moon coming to conjunct you, to a progressed lunar new moon. So you've got about 9, 10 months of cleanup of 30 years. And it's not necessarily time to start anything new, but more time to kind of reap what you've sown and feel the friendships and finish up loose ends and thank people. And you're gearing up for a whole new cycle coming up that will be more you and move in less restless and more about finding your life's work and stepping into good things, you know, like building resources instead of just handling life. So I'm kind of excited about that for you.
And that will be towards the end of the year?
Yep, starting in about 10 months.
Well, that is exciting.
Yeah, and so between now and then, it's kind of completing what's already on your plate, bringing things to fruition, coming to more understanding with the people around you, and less about sudden changes. Again, in the last few months, your progressed moon squared your natal Pluto and Uranus. So, you know, you've been healing some old issues that have been with you since you were born. Since the first few years of your life, which looks like they had some real up and downs that left you feeling like you had to be on your own and take care of yourself fairly early on. But you've got a kind of exploratory nature. You always had a deep, rich inner world with that Sun-Neptune conjunction in the 12th house. So it's, you know, this, you didn't sign up for an easy life. You signed up for an adventure. You know, it feels like you've been doing some real healing work lately, but it feels like you're getting ready for a new cycle, which is really what you make of it.
That sounds accurate, actually. Like you just defined my life for the last 40-some years.
And Anne, what do you see?
I need the birthday again. I've got 8 in the morning in Upland, but I didn't get the date.
Oh, sorry. November 5th, 1965.
Okay. All right. November 5th, 1965. Hang on. Yeah, I think the part I noticed was that there's just a lot of functional change in your life going on right now, with the Saturn up at the top of the chart really redefining hopes and dreams and what your wishes are for yourself. And with Neptune changing signs for you, if you think back to 98 to now and then 84 to 98, each of those years you kind of and 71 to 84, you redefined yourself. And now you're starting this whole new definition of what your dream is. And Neptune joined your sun makes him changing being a really important planet for you. So he just shifted last week. And what he's going to be asking you to do is to come up with your new dream, your new definition. And your chart's pretty psychic, meaning it tunes into stuff, quickly picks up images, picks up ideas. So there's a very new 14-year journey starting to you in terms of your hopes and dreams. And also, as one of the babies of the 60s, your group is taking over the world, and you have the planetary group high in your chart. So your job, you know, we started with Barack Obama, and he's the first Pluto and Virgo president. So the rest of you get to come stepping forward and going, hey, we're here to help too. So in June, when they have their first square, that is in a very action-oriented section of your chart, mainly you and your finances as well as your home and hearth. So you can find yourself really being asked to do new work or new changes around your belief systems and what you've been – all the work you've been doing over the last few years when everything shifted, you'll find the reason for that coming in this summer in June. So, and your psychic stuff should be getting really big. So. So it's a big expansion of that, your sensitivity to energies and stuff. So it's good. Looks like it looks to be a good year. And expansion,
well, good.
Lots of work too, and a little bit of a tendency to gain weight. So you want to be careful there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
Jupiter in your sixth does the body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, it's expansion. You can find ways of being free in your body another way. It may be a good time to do dance or yoga or something that allows a sense of freedom and expansion. Your body wants to expand. You can expand by gaining weight, or it can expand by getting, you know, more free in its movements.
Okay.
Okay. Good luck on that.
All right. Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye. And I'm going to pick up another caller here. Hello. Is this 760, or is that the one we said hello to? Try this one. Hello. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello. You're on the line.
Thank
How can
you.
We help you tonight?
I would like to ask about business and
okay.
love.
Okay.
Okay.
When were you born?
June 6, 1978.
And what time?
Quarter after one. So it's 1:15.
So that'll be 1:15 p.m. or a.m.?
P.m.
And where?
Hungary.
Budapest?
No, it's spelled K-E-C.
K-E-C. Mm-hmm.
S.
Mm-hmm.
K-E-M. E-T.
How do you pronounce that?
Ketchkemit.
It says Ketchkemit. Okay.
Yay.
Gary, it's a beautiful name.
Wonderful. Yes.
Okay.
So,
yes.
I have been kind of introverted for the last year and a half or so, but now I think I have the courage
yeah.
and the eagerness and all that to reenter mm-hmm. the world, and I don't know where to start, and I want to be happy. So I'd like to
Okay. And where are you living these days?
I'm in Toronto. In Canada.
In Toronto. Wonderful. Let's take a look at your relocation chart to Toronto as well. Because your chart is not naturally introverted. I mean, it's introspective at times, but it is a fairly outgoing chart. And so I'm glad that you're feeling like it. Have you recently relocated to Toronto?
No, I've lived here for about 16 years.
Because it's a lovely place for you to be astrologically. So I'm pleased with that when I look at the aspects for the relocation chart for you there. It puts Venus right on the ascendant and a nice 11th house and group experience. It looks like you're still being a little hard on yourself and that, you know, your progressed moon is in Virgo and it's in the 12th house at the moment. In about 2 years, you're really kind of reaching out into the world. So kind of give yourself room to be sort of half in the world and half out of the world this year. Like go out, then come back in and give yourself privacy. Your tendency at the moment and for the next few months will be to be kind of hard on yourself. So I want you to learn to be a little bit more forgiving of yourself, and then you're more forgiving of other people. Because you have so much to give, and you have so much
yeah.
to, you're so good at helping people understand each other. You kind of like being, you know, you're a good translator. You'd rather not like being in the middle of it, but you can help your friends understand each other.
Mm-hmm.
You can help, you just like, you don't want to really be in the spotlight, but you really are good with people, and people
mm-hmm.
like you. You just need you need to feel needed to dive in comfortably. So give yourself a couple of years to come back out again. You know, you had, it looks like, a lot of responsibilities over the last couple
mm-hmm.
of years that took you inwards.
Yeah.
Like you were taking care of somebody or taking care of yourself or doing some really deep, you know, some deep karma slogging. And
yeah.
now are kind of more out there ready to connect with the world. But it's just going to let yourself take a couple of years to get back up to full strength. Is there a specific question about that you wanted to ask?
Is there any way you could help me focus in on what direction to focus on in terms of work?
What kind of work do you do?
Well, I have a background in lifestyle and fitness, and I have recently started dabbling into doing yoga with children.
Mm-hmm.
And I can do anything and everything, and that's kind of a strength and a weakness.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not so sure where to start. And you, just like you said, I have been so hard on myself, so I really need something that that I can strive in, but it also gives me the chance to be gentle on myself, because I have a tendency to burn myself out very fast.
Right. Do not burn yourself out. Think of where you want to be in 3 or 4 years and aim for that. As your progressed moon comes across your ascendant, you'll kind of, in 3 or 4 years, you have a chance to, you know, like two to four years from now, you have a chance to be much more in the public eye.
Mm-hmm.
So the work that you do over the next 2 years gets you ready to launch into the public eye. So you do better when you feel needed. And like helping the children or teaching yoga in hospitals or for people that need help, that you like to be needed.
Yeah.
You know, you're really good at adapting to any circumstance. We've got Sun, Moon, Mercury in Gemini. There's no one you can't talk to. There's no one you can't reach.
So true.
You know, there's, you're so versatile, but if you see a need, you meet it. But when you have a blank canvas, you don't know where to start.
Exactly.
So start looking around you for needs that you can meet. Where can you use what you do well and feel needed?
Mm-hmm. And then step in. Yeah, no, I think that's really good. Really good, because of all your mutability, you're
mm-hmm.
able to pick up for other people when they want to move on, or to take over for other people when they're, when, you know, once the idea, it's not that you don't have good ideas, it's just you're good at partnering with others and for helping fill in the holes and fill in the blanks. And they say, oh, gee, I'm ready to go do this. And you're like, oh, that sounds like fun, I'll do this for a while. The Gemini part is always good in any kind of interaction or communication with other people. So it's a very good chart for really anything in the marketplace where you're interacting with people and working with them one-on-one, because there's a likability to you and an ability to get things done. And then the Mars, Saturn, and the 11th house is the work with children, the work in groups, you know, the work in any kind of creative field. So there's a lot of energy. Your chart can do a lot of stuff. It's a nice part about having a chart like yours is it can have many directions. The key is making sure that you're not bored, and making sure that you feel like, you know, when you get up in the morning that you're doing something that's going to help people change or transform, because with Pluto angular, that's a good way to use that energy up, that you're kind of an agent for change, or that you arrive when a change happens. You know, sometimes, you know, someone leaves and you walk in and they say, here, you're hired, and you're like, okay. And they're like, can you continue with this thing? And you go, yeah, sure, no problem, let me figure it out. And you're really good at that. That's a gift you have, is stepping in and then taking it over and then really making it your own and transforming people as you go. So knowing that you're kind of the person that comes in and adjusts and changes things, or comes in as a change is happening and helps everybody else adapt to it, is really good. So.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to close up for tonight. Good luck.
Thank you.
I hope it goes well.
Thank you.
And we are Access Astrology. We've got 20 seconds left.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Access Astrology. Tomorrow night at Open Center, Mark and Ann, what time do you go on?
We're on at 6:30.
Okay. And this is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you. And you can contact any of us from our on the Blog Talk page for private readings. This is Heather Rowan Robbins from Minnesota, and joined by
Ann Wortley, my bright red desk here in New York after having a little snooze on my green couch.
And Mark Woltz is not here tonight, but is a wonderful member of our group.
Thank
we
you.
Hope to speak to you next week and help you be as fascinated by astrology as we are.
As we are. Have a great week, folks.
Take care.
Watch all those changes. Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.